Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Barbara Hopkinson, and she is from Massachusetts. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Barbara J. Hopkinson is a GRI Advanced Certified Grief Recovery Specialist, best-selling author, and IBM corporate executive, who remains resilient after the loss of three children, her husband, her parents, and the sight in one eye. She has led families through the journey of grief for 18 years. Barbara created Faces of Resilience, a mobile photo school to encourage open expression of grief, loss, and love. She is also the founder of A Butterfly's Journey, a nonprofit for resilience after loss, as well as the Compassionate Friends of Greater Newburyport, Massachusetts, part of the largest grief recovery organization in the world, supporting family after a child dies. You can get more information and resources at abutterfliesjourney.org or call 617-410-6309. Or info at abutterfliesjourney.org. Welcome, Barbara. I am so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you, Robbie. I'm so happy to be here.
I want you to tell us a little bit about you and your story, because it's really amazing and what you've turned around to be doing because of it.
Oh, thank you. Well, my background was in the corporate world with software companies and, like I said, 10 years at IBM. But during that time, I lost three children. I had a miscarriage. I had two healthy boys. And then my third son was full-term stillborn. And then when the two boys grew up, my older son, Brent, went off to military high school at his choosing. He wanted to be an Army pilot, and he had already passed the written aviation test. But he traded vehicles with a friend. It was a motorcycle that was a little too much for him, and he lost control of it and died at age 21 out in at Arizona State University. So that was the three children that I lost. My remaining son, Brad, is a chef, and he was 19 at the time. He's in his mid-30s now. my first husband left me about a year after our marriage broke up, about a year after our son died. It was a catalyst, you know, we grieved very differently. And then I met another wonderful man, Jim, and we got married in 2006. We were married for 11 and a half years, and he had a widowmaker heart attack on his way to work morning, and luckily nobody else got hurt because he was driving. And so with all of that, and then I fell in a gymnasium and detached my retina and ended up losing the sight in that eye. So, you know, a series of things that you have to recover from, different kinds of losses. But I'm okay, and that's the reason I do what I do, in trying to help others find their hope and resilience after loss.
So when did you start to specializing in resilience after loss?
Well, I started in 2003, a year after my older son died, I started the Compassionate Friends chapter. They've got about 600 chapters. The TCF USA has about 600 chapters. They're all peer support, volunteers. And so I started that back then. And then when I retired, like in 2012, and started to focus, I wrote my first book called The Butterfly's Journey. And then I started a company of the same name, but turned it into a nonprofit and got certified in the GRM methodology as a grief recovery method specialist in 2015. And so I've been working, you know, with the support group locally for 18 years, and then I've been 6 years in doing the grief recovery method work and the Faces of Resilience mobile photo shoots. I started those in 2015 also.
Tell us about your nonprofit, A Butterfly's Journey. I love the name because a butterfly is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's you know, a butterfly is a major symbol with most grief organizations because it really symbolizes transition, you know, and I think of it as a transition of our loved ones from a physical to a spiritual life and our transition, you know, with life with them to a life without them. But they go through such a major transition from caterpillar, ugly caterpillar to pupa to beautiful butterfly that it symbolizes, you know, the major transitions we all go through when we lose our loved ones. And so when I started A Butterfly's Journey, there's three main things we do. We have a free online resource center. Again, the A Butterfly's Journey, FLYS, possessive, not plural, .org, basically. abutterfliesjourney.org is a site, and there's a free resource center on that with hundreds of resources in 10 categories that, you know, all kind of different grief-related books, organizations, videos, TED Talks, et cetera. And then I offer the Grief Recovery Method classes either one-on-one or in groups in person or online. And there's different types of those that we do, but including pet loss and all different kinds of loss. And then the third thing is these Faces of Resilience photo shoots, and those are about open expression of grief, loss, and love. So I'll literally take a backdrop and lights and, you know, photographer, and we'll go to a grief-related event and host a photo shoot and get people to express themselves about their grief, and we write it on their skin with washable marker. It washes right off, but it's very cathartic for them. It's a visceral experience, and then we professionally edit the photos and send them to them, so it's a catalyst for them to talk about their grief when they get the photos afterwards.
Wow, that's amazing. So explain a little bit about what the grief recovery method is.
Yeah, it's a really interesting methodology. I searched for all different kind of methodologies and chose that one because it really acknowledges how unique everybody's grief is, and it's action-based. It's only 7 weeks one-on-one or 8 weeks group, you know, with homework, but it's an action-based methodology as opposed to just, you know, support groups of therapy, which it complements. It doesn't compete with those. It complements them. And the thing that's one of the things that's unique about it, it's been around 40 years. It's been used on 6 continents, and it was written by a bereaved dad. But a couple of years ago, it became evidence-based, which is basically scientifically proven. It had to go through a very stringent process to become evidence-based, and it's the only evidence-based methodology for grief that there is in the world. So it's very practical, you know, and it's very effective.
So do you do both of those kind online as well?
Yes, yeah. No, I can do them on Zoom, I can do them over the phone, or I can do them, you know, in person. And, of course, I've been doing a lot of things online and over the phone over the last year with the pandemic. But there's, you know, we do grief recovery method, the primary classes for loss of loved ones, or it covers, I think, 43 kinds of loss. It might be loss of relationship. It might be loss of financials or, you know, loss of health. There's lots of different things that it covers. But then there's also another class for pet loss because, as we know, you know, fur babies are very often really
like
part of family.
Pets.
Right, pets are family, exactly.
I had a dog 18 years and a cat 20 years, so I know what it was like to go through when I lost
right.
them. So that's wonderful that you do that.
Yeah, so
on,
we do that for pet
website,
loss. Huh?
On your website, do you identify these classes that you have come up, and what is that website?
Yeah, we do. And just mentioned the third kind of class is when children grieve, and that's teaching adults that are dealing with grieving children, not teaching the children directly. So it's like three types of classes we do. And, yeah, those are all, we can do them for individuals or groups or organizations. The website is abutterfliesjourney.org, and that's, you know, FLYS, possessive. And then you just touch on grief recovery programs up on the menu bar, and then it'll walk you through individuals or groups, you know, or organizations and the kind of stuff we do for each of them.
Oh, that's great. So is there more that you'd like to share on the Faces of Resilience program that you do and tell a little bit more how it works?
Yeah, that's really my passion. I started some photo shoots locally in Massachusetts back in 2015, and then I was able to make contact with a lot of the national grief organizations such as Compassionate Friends or Bereaved Parents of the USA, Open to Hope. And basically, so I've now done a lot of national events where we go and do these mobile photo shoots. Some of these events are up to maybe 1,600 people. We can take some of them are small, 50 or 100 people, but basically everybody, they just sign a media release and then we encourage them. There's a photo book called Faces of Resistance. I'll have one of those. I'll have a banner and I'll have an iPad that kind of walks through different photos we've already taken. So it gives people ideas. And if they still can't figure out what they want, it's got to come from them. I'll just ask them leading questions until they get something. It might just be, love or love forever or something simple like their loved one's name. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just whatever is meaningful to them. And then I'll write it on their skin, and we take, we have a photographer and take multiple shots of photos with individuals, couples, groups, families. So a lot of times we'll have service dogs in the photos. Sometimes even the service dogs by themselves with a picture of the loved one on them. It's really quite moving. And then basically when they sign a media, a release so that we can use it in our photo gallery, they give us their email and we just email them the photos. And so then they can print them or do whatever they'd like with them. So they can, it's a catalyst for them to talk about it. So I did that all over the U.S. since 2015. And then in 2019, I was able to take it to the Canada, the Caribbean and London and to start it international. And we've got 8 languages so far. I'd really love to do more of that and take it more international and get more languages and really allow people to express themselves all over. That's definitely my passion.
So how has the pandemic affected people in your work?
Well, there's so much loss, and it's not just loss of people, but my God, we've lost, over half a million people in this country, and that's affected, all of their friends and family. But it's also, there's been a lot of loss of jobs. There's been losses of, companies and businesses closing, losses of, different kinds of, financials, relationships under pressure, so many things. So, I think I've gotten a lot more people that are kind of using the resource center. And I put a lot of resources when I post out on like Facebook and Instagram and places like that. I try to put a few resources a day that, might be helpful, broad-based resources, not things that I create, but things that I run across from different things. So people, I think, just need, they need to be able to talk. They can reach out to me and do a free call, initially, and I can tell them about ways, we can help them. But sometimes they just need somebody to listen to them for a while.
That's true.
But there's been so much loss. It's been so difficult for people because of all the constraints and all the loss that they've been going through, so many different kinds of loss. And
yeah,
one other thing relevant to them is kids. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Saying, and actually a lot of the people, it was even hard because those that died of COVID couldn't have funerals, so the closure is much harder.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. And they had to die alone, or when their loved ones are in the hospital, they can't go with them. I mean, it's been so difficult. And a lot of the children, I was going to say one thing I'd say for kids is they're not understanding it, and they're seeing everybody be depressed and afraid. And it's really important to talk to the kids about it and help them understand and let them vent and let them ask questions. Don't try to hide things from them because, that just makes them feel like they should bury their grief, and that's not what they should do. They should be allowed to vent and talk openly about it. That's how you heal, along with a few other things that are useful as well, of course.
So tell us a little bit more about your online resources for those looking for help.
Yeah, the Resource Center, again, it's free. So if you go onto a butterfliesjourney.org and then you click on the Resource Center, I think it asks you to put in an email, but there's no cost to it. And there's 10 categories. So there's books, there's organizations, there's articles, there's videos, there's just there's a spiritual section for things that are more related, you know, to that sort of thing. Not really religious, but more to spiritual. You know, there's all different sorts of things, so they can go, you know, 24/7, anytime, day or night, if they're just feeling down, and they can go and try to see, get some things that are comforting. They might listen to a TED talk that's relevant to them, you know, or find an article that's helpful. Even the photo gallery, because the photos are organized by relationship and type of loss. So if you've lost a child or a parent or a partner, or if you've lost from suicide or overdose or a medical cause, you know, you can go and see other people that are expressing themselves about those kinds of losses and not feel so alone. You know, that's the point of having it accessible 24/7.
Oh, that's great. Any tips to help those suffering from grief?
Yeah. You know, there's, you know, again, besides the grief recovery method classes, as well as support groups and therapy and all that, but some things you can do on your own, it's very, very powerful journaling. Things like just writing your down, just get a simple notebook or anything and just start to journal. I never kept a diary or anything like that growing up, and after my 21-year-old son died, his brother, who was 19 at the time, went out and bought me a leather refillable journal. And because he bought it for me, I started using it, and I was amazed at how cathartic it was. Because you can write the good, the bad, and the ugly. Nobody ever has to see it. In my case, like 8 journals later, I wrote a book. You know, but you know, it's just something that it just allows you to be cathartic, and then you can even write letters to your loved ones in it. You know, it's very useful. And then things like exercise and walking in nature. You know, getting out, something about nature, it's just healing. I think the ions, you know, from the beach or even from the forest, depending on what you like, or the mountains, hiking. Never mind that the exercise, I think, produces great brain chemicals that are positive, you know, dopamine and things like that. So it's just looking for ways, you know, reach out to people. Don't isolate. Isolation is brutal because you'll get depressed and it could lead to all kinds of bad things. But reach out and ask people to spend time with you, and usually you can find hopefully a few people that will listen and not run if you ask them to. Anyway, that's the main thing people can do for each other is listen.
I also find gardening is very relieving because
Well, gardening is not only get your hands in the earth and you actually pick up chemicals and ions from the ground that are really good for you and your health, but you're creating something, and you can plant, you could make a memory garden, you could plant a tree for your loved one and watch it grow, or their favorite kind of flower, you know. I mean, cooking, you could make their favorite meals. I used to talk about, I've got a series of video tips that when you I think sign up on the email list, you'll get a series of like one a week, like a minute video with a tip. And some of those are like, you know, cooking and making your one's favorite meals, and then maybe telling stories about your loved ones, you know, while you're eating their favorite meal. You know, all these things are healing because you get it out, you know.
How do you find passion and balance outside your work?
Oh, well, yeah, I was going to say that my passion, like I said, is so much about the photography and about helping others and hearing their stories. But outside of my work with grief, I have 4 grandchildren, and they are the loves of my life. I am so thrilled. So my son has a little boy who's named after my son, Brent. He's named him after his brother, and he's almost 4. And then he's got a 1.5-year-old, Soraya, whose name means mermaid, and she is a very strong personality. She's a hoot. They're here tonight with me, actually, my nieces. And then my second husband, Jim, I have three adult stepchildren from him, and his 2 sons, Matt and Chris, have just recently had babies with their wives, And so I've got a 6-month-old Willow and a 2-month-old Charlie. So Brent Soria.
I like that name, Willow.
Yeah, Willow and Charlie, they're my passion outside of grief work, because there's nothing better than grandkids. They're just awesome.
Before we go to what you have to offer, I wanted to ask you, when you lost your 3 children, your husband, your parents, and the sight in one eye, how did you get through it? What did you find out there for you? Because at that time, you didn't really have all this in place.
Yeah, true. I did, luckily, I had the grief recovery method before I lost my husband, and that helped me. I think, you know, family was a big part of it. It was very supportive. And I had a lot of friends at the time that were involved in theater and creative arts, and they were very supportive. And they didn't run when I wanted to talk about grief or about spirituality or, you know, wondering if my son's spirit continued. And that's really what my journey was about, was figuring that out. And I believe now that all of our spirits continue. I'm certain of it. And so they helped me through that. So family and friends. And then I did a lot of, I'm fortunate enough to live on a barrier island. So I did a lot of walking on the beach. as I mentioned, my other son got me that journal, and I did a lot of journaling. Brad, he's a chef now and owns his own restaurant. And so it was, That was the biggest thing, was just all the help around me. And then I went to therapy as well. So I did a little of all of it, and then eventually I searched for a methodology and found GRM. And
yeah,
you know,
well,
I'm optimistic
because the fact that you went through it, you really are able to really help these people, because it's not just, well, I know about it. You have experienced it. So that yeah. I think is all just really great, because they can see, you know, here's this woman that maybe they only lost one person, but you lost 3 children, a husband, and, you know, your parents. And so I'm sure that they say, oh, you know, if she can get through it, I can get through this with her help.
I hope so. I hope to be an example. I really am doing well. I'm fine. I'm resilient. And I really hope to be able to help them find their resilience. You know, one of the key things I think is when you stop thinking of your loved one's loss as a loss and start thinking of their life as a gift, it makes a big difference. It made a big difference to me. And now when I think of my older son, for instance, or even my husband, I think about all the things we did together that was so much fun, and it makes me smile. And that's what I think about rather than the pain of their loss. And if you can get to that point, that just makes a big difference.
Yeah, I think that's very true, because we just, through the organization, we had a friend called Robert Hollywood, who was for 18 years with us, was always our MC, and he recently died. And I knew when he passed that he would want to remember all the good things and the fun times and not be sad, and that he would be up in heaven dancing with the angels and singing to them. So it was a lot easier to get. Yeah, it was a lot easier. So tell us about what you offer on your introductory call and how people can get in touch with you. And then we have about 6 minutes, so you can go on as long as you want.
Okay.
In that 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's all right. I'm surprised you have that much time left. I do a free half hour call, to help however I can, or to let people know, you know, the different options or more about the grief recovery method, et cetera. Well, my main number is 617-410-6309, but they can schedule a call on the site. It's bit.ly/GRM-small. So bit.ly GRM call basically is how they would schedule a call. And they can call me. They can email me at info@abutterfliesjourney.org. And again, they can go on the website is abutterfliesjourney.org, and that's FLYS.
And where can they buy your book?
Amazon. All right, so I actually have 6 books out. A Butterfly's Journey is my memoir.
We have 5 books,
all right.
5 minutes, so tell us about your book.
All right. A Butterfly's Journey is the name of the first book. It's a memoir, And it talks about, I'm looking back on it after 10 years and three most important things I learned, et cetera. My second book was Faith, Fighting Answers in the Heart. Volume 2 was a collaborative. The third and fourth were grief diaries. One of them is Grief Diaries, Will We Survive? The other one is Surviving Pet Loss. Both of those grief diaries with Linda Fell and that anthology series. And then the fifth one is Faces of Resilience, the photo book. It's about 200 photos with people, again, expressing themselves. Then the last one is The Global Achievers, which was just came out in February. And those are all available on Amazon is the
that's
easiest
great.
Way to say that,
well,
I guess. But and I hope
well,
to do a
good.
Series in the Faces of Resilience. I hope to do a photo book, say one that focuses on widows, one that focuses maybe on siblings, maybe on suicide and overdose loss, you know, different things that are kind of relevant to some of the epidemic level things going on today.
Well, that's great. Well, we have four minutes.
Oh.
What would you like to put our
I
audience
lost you.
Before? Are you there?
I'm sorry. I had a technical glitch for a second. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hear me?
3 minutes. What do you want to leave with our audience before we close for today?
Okay. Anyway, did you get through the books that I?
Yes.
Did you hear those?
We heard all the books.
Okay. Okay. Great. I guess I would just be kind to yourself. I mean, the three most important things at that book, my memoir. One was be open to new things. So things you haven't tried. I had never really tried things like energy healing, for instance, to be open to try new things and be cautious about everybody's advice. Trust your own gut because you know what you need better than anybody else. And then the second thing was helping others helps you heal. Appreciation, taking the focus off yourself and putting on someone else, it absolutely helps you heal. And I think the third thing was it's all about the love. So again, focusing on the positive and the love you had, the love doesn't stop. You know, love doesn't die. Death, you know, even through death, love doesn't end. So, you know, just to focus on the love and focus on the positive memories and you know, just work. Just grief is not easy. It's not fast. It's not easy. It takes hard work and it takes time, but it's so worth it. And your loved ones want you to heal. They want you to feel better again. Don't let anybody tell you that it shouldn't.
Right. Well, I'm so happy to have you on the show today. I'm so happy you were a guest. I learned so much more about you. And it's just amazing the wonderful work you're doing. And I know that people are going to be glad to know that there's something out there like everything that you're doing to help them get through the tough times. And it's like you said, especially now with so many people losing their lives over COVID in the last year. So
yeah, such a shame.
Well,
thank you
have
so
fun
much
with
for
your
hosting
grandchildren.
Me. I will, absolutely. And I love the work that you do, too. My God, everything with bringing all these women together through your GSFE organization and all you do. Thank you, Robbie, and thanks for hosting me.
And I'm so happy. Well, I'm happy to have you as one of our GSFE sisters all the way from Massachusetts.
Thank you.
So thank you, and have a nice evening. And
you
we
too.
Will talk again soon. Bye
okay,
now.
Great. Thanks. Bye-bye.